What Roger and I wanted to do in this paper was to tell a story of failure. And we wanted to make the point that failure is actually a central and important element in innovation. In this case, we looked at a particular surgery for removing gallstones that was developed by clinicians and researchers who were at the forefront of minimally invasive surgery in the 1970s and 80s. This was a period of immense change in surgery. Many previously open operations were being reimagined as procedures that could be done using endoscopes or cameras inserted through very small incisions in the body. And the development of this minimally invasive or keyhole approach to surgery reduced the damage done to the patient body through the making of large incisions, and thus significantly cut down recovery time for those patients. Unsurprisingly, there was an enormous amount of excitement about this, and the successes and triumphs were celebrated loudly within the medical press and in wider society. However, what we know less about were the experiments and failures that were a central part of this story. In developing any new medical innovation, clinicians, researchers, and scientists will inevitably end up going down blind alleys and hitting dead ends in their work. Such failures were a vital component of the success of minimally invasive surgery, but it's often hard to recover these stories in the textual record, so in the celebratory articles in the medical press or national newspapers. In researching this article then, Roger and I had to turn to less traditional sources. We conducted oral history interviews with the team who were developing this particular new operation. We got them to fill in the blanks about why they thought it would be a good avenue to pursue and how they went about it. However, we also wanted to go a step further than just talking. And so we set up a recreation of a 1980s operating theatre in the Science Museum in London. And we invited our team of interviewees to recreate one of these operations. Surgery is an inherently practical skill. It's often difficult to verbalise, to explain how an operation proceeds. And through the reenactment of this operation, we were able to access other hidden parts of this history, the relationships within the operating theatre, the physical practice of the operation, the different roles of the team, and the ways in which minimally invasive procedures remade the practice of surgery itself.